Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow, Trish McAvoy, how exciting to be speaking to you.
I'm so excited to be speaking to you. Very, very. You're just so highly respected. Your sense of simplicity and just keeping, I love the way you speak about doing your makeup because I feel the same way. Eyeliner, red lipstick, or nude, and almost nothing. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Make it simple. I love that. Thank you. That's really nice of you to say. So you are somebody that I feel like there are certain people in the beauty industry that you never find out about. They were just always there making massive strides and doing incredible things. And that really, for me, when I think of Trish McAvoy, that's what I think, like a real pioneer.
I think definitely there were so many pioneers before me. And before all of us, but in my lifetime, I feel I've been an entrepreneur, and an entrepreneur that always looked to make it easier for women to feel comfortable in their beauty. That's really what it's about for me, loving it.
Because you're a makeup artist.
I'm a makeup artist.
Brand creator. And I would, sometimes the idea of a makeup artist, just before we get to your feel good habits, by the way, the idea of a makeup artist and an entrepreneur wouldn't necessarily be seen as the same thing. So well, what was it that made you turn it into
that? I think
being
an entrepreneur is very creative. I think being an entrepreneur is someone that goes into a different direction than most people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be an entrepreneur. They would be working for a corporation or a company. And I've always had the love of that. And I've always had the love of beauty and the love of making people feel good. And it all came together for me at a very, very young age. And I was surrounded by it. I think if you look at most people that are entrepreneurial, something in their life early got them into that spirit. And look at you. Something got you into that spirit many, many years ago. What was it?
I don't know.
Of course you know. You wanted to write, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I was actually having this conversation with someone this morning. When I was growing up, every female protagonist in every movie that I loved was a journalist.
And there you go.
Yeah.
And there it is, right?
And then there was also my own issue with acne and when I was a teenager and the two combined.
It's what your influences are and what draws you.
Mm. It's fascinating. It's very, very interesting. So you have an ability to make people feel good. You talk about the power of makeup to make people feel good. But what do you do? What are your tips and strategies for feeling good? Because we all have those days when we wake up and we don't jump out of bed, or we have those weeks when it feels like we're bashing our heads against brick walls and making no progress. So what strategies do you employ?
With me, it's always been about the ability to be very structured. I love structure and I love routine. But within the structure and the routine, I need to have tremendous freedom. And that's extremely important to my creativity. I could never be someone that did the same thing every day, day and night. That I couldn't do. On the other hand, the ritual, which is very different, is something I enjoy very much. I get up early. And my basic nature is I'm a night owl. But I wake up early because I feel if I get into the day early, it just makes it easier for the rest of my day. Mm. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
So true. I feel very similar. I feel like I actually just recently changed my alarm to be an hour earlier because I didn't feel like I was getting in my sweet spot. And it's lighter now because it's summer. So I just changed my alarm to 5:30 because I thought I need to be up earlier now.
I feel it makes a big, big difference in my day. I feel meditation makes a very big difference in my day. Just getting centered, excuse me, very, very important.
So talk to me about meditation. When did you first start meditating?
Well, about a week ago.
I'm literally sitting here getting ready for the story.
About a week ago. I had a very bad day. And I heard, you know, so many people being let go. And all that was coming my way was things I couldn't control. And I'm like, I have to do something. And I started a new exercise app. And part of the app had meditation on it. And I started it. And it really helped. I couldn't believe it. It really, really helped. And it's very simple. And it starts my day off in a different place.
Can you share what the app is and how long you meditate for?
I meditate for about 10 minutes. Okay. And the app is an exercise app called Sculp Society. And I just love this app because the instructor, Megan, is very, very full of energy. She makes everything seem possible. But when you try it, you really see it's not that possible. It's going to take a while to get there. But she's so encouraging. And part of her app is this meditation. And I love it. I love it. I think you have to find your happy place. And movement has always been my happy place. And discipline has always been my happy place. But in the world that we're in, you have to shift gears. And I have found this very, very helpful.
You said something there as well about progress, or I've said progress, but you said it takes a while to get there. When you're goal setting, particularly someone who's an entrepreneur, which let's face it, it's creative, but entrepreneurship always conjures up the idea of making money and growing.
I don't think so. Not for me. For me, entrepreneurship was never about making money. For me, entrepreneurship was about being free. For me, entrepreneurship was about being able to do it my own way. When I say I'm an entrepreneur, I think of being able to think of new ways of doing things, being able to do it on my time, looking for new opportunities. But if entrepreneurship were about money, I would have a tremendous amount of money that I don't have, because I've had most major cosmetic companies come to buy me over the years, and I've always said no. And I am a solely owned cosmetic company, and we're really not as big as we look. We are in limited distribution, and in the stores that we're in, we do very well. And that's a small company looking like a big company, but we're a small company. We don't have investors. We're small. We're very small. And we are a person-by-person company, and it's a very, very different place than being an entrepreneur that's doing it for the money and then looking to sell it.
Right. So tell me about when you're building a business, though. Did you have goals, and how did you
deal with the distance
between setting the goal and reaching the goal?
I had goals, but my goal was always to be happy. And my goal was always to do a better job at what I did, because that made me happy. And for me, yes, I set goals, but my first goal was to be a good artist, was to work with my husband in his skincare center and make people's skin look good. That was my goal, and to work with my team. My goal after that was to grow my clientele. So everything was one step at a time. I never had a goal of, oh, I want to be blah, blah, blah. Never that. It was more one step at a time. And the key focus was happiness. To be happy in my life. That was my main goal. Because I saw so many people where their main goals were financial gain or power. And then I saw them through a different lens of a lot of unhappiness. And for me, I wanted a simple life, but a life of excitement. And excitement for me is learning, doing the next step, finding new ways of doing things. That for me is entrepreneurship. That for me is how I wanted to live my life.
It's interesting because a lot of the questions that you ask when you work on any kind of project, I get it a lot, is people say, okay, well, if we do this, what does success look like? And I've never had anyone reply happiness. So it's a really lovely perspective.
For me, that's very important. Very, very, very important. Many of the people that work with me have worked with me for over a decade. Many people that work with me have worked with me for decades. And it's your life, isn't it? You know, it's your life. And I think sometimes people don't look at what they're doing as their life. They're looking at it more as they want this or they want that, or this is, you know, who they want to be friends with. To me, it's very simple. I'm very straightforward, and that can appear sometimes not as pleasant as people would like to be spoken to, but I would rather be straightforward and have absolutely no question about where I'm coming from than to go along with you. And then you're like, where did that come from?
Has that ever been a challenge? Was that a muscle you had to build, understanding that being like that meant that sometimes people wouldn't like it?
I think everything is like a muscle in life. You know, we were not born running, and we were not born walking. We were not born speaking. Everything is learning. And my biggest mentor was my husband. I met him in my early 20s, and he was a very independent man. He also chose, more than anything, happiness. That was his goal. He was a dermatologist, single practitioner. And he taught me very young that you have one life. Do what you love, be with people you care for, and you will have things that come up in life. And the more you catch them early and really attack them head on, the better. And at first, when I was very young, I would cry a lot. Ah, ah. He would say, stop that. Let's walk through that. And today I have to say, I look at myself and I look back at my life, and I feel that I have been a good architect. I've been a good architect. I don't want to be the biggest, the most. I don't. What I want is to be satisfied, happy, independent is very important, to be independent, to be able to do what I want to do in my life. And that to me is living a good life.
That's lovely. So we know about your early mornings. We know about your structure. We know about your meditation. What else is on your list?
I love music. And I cannot say that I'm a music connoisseur because I'm not. But Spotify is. So what I will do is I will put in an artist and then go to their radio station. And that then gets you into the world of other artists that are like that artist. So, you know, it's just a way of learning again. Because I think so many people, they learn and they're so excited when they're young. If you think of teenagers, even younger than teenagers, they're learning all the time. Then you get in your 20s and you get to settle in a little bit. 30s, you're settling in even more. By the time you hit your 40s, you don't even know the music of the people in their 20s. Am I wrong? Versus, you know, I'm around different ages all the time. And I love to be in the culture of today. And I admire people like Karl Lagerfeld because what I respected the most about him was not what he did for brands, but his curiosity. There's an article in Women's Wear Daily today about his scrapbook that they found. And it's just marvelous. It's marvelous. It's about, for me, the enrichment of self every day, enriching yourself and being sensitive and yet strong. Many people equate sensitivity with inability to be strong. I feel that strength is such a gift and sensitivity is such an art. It's what makes you. Without sensitivity, I feel you have nothing. But without strength, you can be destroyed. Am I making any?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, parallels for you?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. But I do want to know, who's on your Spotify radio at the moment?
Well, if you were to ask me, I'm going to give you the initials, DL.
I'm not really down with the kid.
Oh, yes, you are. This isn't kids. This is, she was a model.
Uh-huh. I know there will be listeners
D-U,
who are screaming.
P-A, D-U-P-A.
Oh, okay. I didn't know she was a model. Dua Lipa.
She was a model. Mm-hmm.
As soon as you said model, I was like, Cindy? Linda?
She was a model. Uh-huh.
Oh, so and, Dua Lipa. Lovely.
And then through her, I put her on Spotify and the world opens.
Nice.
And I just think she's amazing. What I love about her is she went back to the 70s, Olivia Newton-John, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet didn't do Olivia Newton-John at all. Physical. She took the word physical. Remember when you weren't born, but
no, I was.
You weren't. You were three. Very nice. Good to know you were born maybe five. But she took physical and made it into a completely different model, but kept it dance. And if you think about the times we're in, she went so against the music of what was popular. And what do we need now more than dance? To put something on that really gets you moving, that really lifts your spirits. And she did it before this horrible thing that's happened to the world.
Mm.
And I just think that's pretty innovative.
Yeah.
And she writes her own music, and it took her a long time to do it. I mean, pretty cool.
Okay. I need to give Dua Lipa a little bit more attention, I think.
Oh, listen, you know, listen to her a few times. I think you'll like her. She'll definitely get you moving.
Oh, well, in lockdown, I've been listening to jazz in the background, which I've never done before.
So tell me, who are you listening to?
Okay, I have to get my Spotify up to actually tell
and
you.
And there you go. And see?
I have to open it up.
Exactly.
I can tell you because I can't remember the album. Hang on. Recently played. Everybody Digs Bill Evans.
I have to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody what?
Everybody Digs Bill Evans. And I've been listening to Peace. So Peace, P-E-A-C-E. Peace, P-I-E-C-E. And that in the morning when I get up after my workout, just to like bring myself into the brain zone of work, I've been listening to that.
So you're similar to me. I mean, I think technology is just fascinating. Here you are with your Spotify. I love music. I think music is so important. Oh, my goodness. And it's definitely something I'm always curious about. And I love reading. But I don't have a lot of time to read. Do you have a lot of time to read?
No, and I interview a lot of authors, so I am always conflicted between work reading and life reading.
Well, what I do is if I have time, I do Audible. Do you ever do Audible?
Yeah.
It just, you know, if you're walking down the street, you're listening. I love it. I love it.
Are there songs or is there any music that defines really poignant moments in your career? Like if you hear a song.
Excuse me, I didn't hear the question.
Is there a song or is there an artist or a music that reminds you and takes you back to a very poignant part of your career or life?
I think there's a song and... it's not about my career, but it is about the way I feel often. We are the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's so, listen to the words, it's so important now, was important 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We are the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we reach out to each other, the better. And, I think not everyone's coming to the future. Are you familiar with that song by Madonna? Or going to the future? You know, I was speaking about this song. My goodness, it must have been a little less than a year ago. And I was speaking about how I listened to the song and we were all in a room. And I said, you know, not everyone's going to our future. And we each have different futures. And now we have this.
Mm.
And who would have thought? But if you think about it, we're very lucky to be here.
Mm.
And not everyone's going to the future. So we better enjoy the present. And I look at someone like Madonna, And I feel that she is such a determined, hardworking artist. And she continues to remain relevant and move with the times. I just think, yeah. And it's two completely different songs. I mean, one is Not Everyone's Coming to the Future, meaning goodbye. And on the other hand, it's we have to, you know, really hold on to each other and be filled with love. Mm. I think, but that is about life. Who you choose, yeah. What you do, choose kindness and strength. Again, going back to the same thing.
Yeah, sensitivity and strength. So music, what else is a feel-good habit for you, one of your strategies?
I love, and I would have never thought that I would love this so much. I love doing this. I love FaceTime. I love Zoom. And people are like, you're kidding me. You what? I say to them, I am closer to the people I work with now than I was when I worked with them in a room. Because when we were in a room, we'd walk in, say hello, and then do whatever we have to do. We can't do that now. We have to get on a screen at a time. And yeah, you probably think, oh my goodness.
No, I feel exactly the same way. I think the most interesting thing is how efficient a medium this is. And will we ever want to go and commute to an office again?
Do you know what it is? I do a lot. I've always been a very hardworking makeup artist, not hardworking photo shoots and that type of makeup artist. I've always been a public makeup artist. So I was always in the field. And I have spoken in front of 7,500 people. And I have spoken one-on-one. They all included travel. And travel is your time and your life. And to be able to achieve the same effect and in a way closer. Because if we were in a room together, you could be fiddling with your bag maybe, or you could be looking over here. When we're on the screen, we're looking at each other. We can't leave each other if we wanted to. You know, it's and with makeup lessons, when I do a group, I can say, you're not doing this right. You know, watch this over here. Versus if I were in a room, I'd have to go up to that person. And then the others wouldn't be focused on me. It's just, I find it interesting. Yeah.
So you like Zoom, you like FaceTime.
I do. And again, I love that it saves time. I miss having dinner with friends outside. I miss going to restaurants. I miss theater. I love theater so much. I miss that. I do not miss being on an airplane. And I do not miss a hotel room unless it's a vacation hotel room. I have to be honest. I don't. It's good being in my own bed.
Yes. Yeah. It's a big change, but a lot of people are adapting and enjoying it very much.
And I'm going to use a term. It's not my term. Again, Instagram. I love Instagram. I love it. And I find most of the things that I learn about on Instagram, believe it or not, like this exercise app and whatever. And a Nike athlete spoke about university of self during the lockdown and really looking at yourself. And you're going to like a lot of things, but you're going to look at a lot of things that you want to improve on. And I think this solitude has given you the luxury of that kind of time. And my home has never been more organized. Ever.
Same.
But this university of self is interesting. Really being able to take, when you're in one place, you have to take a look.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take a look. And I think taking a look's a good thing.
Have you had to employ any of these habits a lot more since lockdown, or have you discovered a new habit since we've been in quarantine?
I just have done what I've always wanted to do and never found the time to do. I think more than anything, you know, my closets, I always thought that I needed to do them, but I never found the time to do them. Well, now they're in such order because I had the time to do them.
And are you wearing, because a lot of my friends and I are doing this, we were actually trying to wear a lot of clothes from our wardrobe because it would be so easy to just wear the same thing.
Yes. I'm looking and I looked at what I had, and I am definitely more of a minimalist now in my clothing than I used to be. And I have things that people are going to love that I'm giving away, and just ensuring that I keep it the way I have it now, which is much more streamlined.
Nice. Is that all? Are those all of your habits, or do we have one more?
Oh, one more. Let me think one more. There's so many habits we all have, you know. The big one, I think, is always self-improvement. That to me is the biggest one. Because if you work on self and react differently, you live a happier life. And that, for me, I think is probably the hardest, because I can be a little reactive, and learning to not be reactive, to listen. And then instead of jumping and tell you my opinion, saying, well, my opinion is, which is very different than just jumping in and saying something. I don't know.
Well, that's quite a big one, like learning.
I think so, you know, because it's easy to say and not so easy to do. If you're an emotional person.
Yes. Do you have a tactic, for example, if you're about to jump in with your opinion, do you have like a mental, I'm counting to five, taking a breath, and then I'll speak?
I breathe. Or, and this is a big one, if I'm on the phone, I'll say, I have another call coming in. I learned that many years ago, and it does work. It does work. And if I'm with someone, and I'll say, excuse me, I just have to go to the ladies' room. Just so you get out, and then you go. If you just change the moment, you come back, it's different. And also another thing, if you can't do either of those, is when you're speaking to someone, and if it gets a little bit where you're a little bit uncomfortable, don't look at them for a minute. Just by not looking at them for a minute, that changes the mood too. Oh. It enables you to take a breath and come back.
Oh, I always thought maintain eye contact at all costs.
But if you maintain eye contact, you can't break the spell.
Ah.
Right?
That's
Whereas if you just turn for a minute, take a breath and come back, you can break the spell.
That's a great tip.
Well, it works.
I'm now
most of the time.
I'm longing to come out of lockdown so I can try it.
Most of the time.
Honestly, those were great tips. I love them. And I'm now going to definitely go away immediately afterwards and dance around my living room to do Anita. Thank you for that.
And I look forward to meeting you. And it means an awful lot to me that I'm here with you today.
Oh,
stay well,
and you
be safe, and your families and friends.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.